Hi guys, this is I Do Podcast with Viv and
Japa. Hi.
Yeah. So this is brought to you. So this is brought to you by Coffee Beans Manila. If you haven't yet, follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, and we do have a website. It's coffeebeansmanila.com. That's where you can, you know, get your orders in. And know that Coffee Beans Manila is supporting the Jeremiah Foundation. This is a shelter for sexually abused girls. So a proceed of the profit goes to this mission, to their mission. So today we'll be talking about, are you ready for a relationship? Okay. Assuming you're in your 20s to 30s, just so you are already at a stage where you know you somehow have independence, at least, and you can make these big decisions for yourself. So, yes. How would you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're in your 20s and 30s, or at least we're in that area, you're supposed to be already thinking about not just like bubblegum love life relationship, but a bright future that you can have with somebody special. It's not just like, it's not like a toy that you can return someone. And even if, like, for example, you're totally in that arena that, okay, it's okay to break up. It's just the emotional pain of breaking up a long-term relationship. It's just like how it affects you. It's just so bad, and you don't want that. You would rather have, you know, challenging, but a good, happy, healthy relationship forever.
You know, not that we're against relationships that start really, really young and early. I mean, we have friends, they, you know, met each other in high school or college, and till today, they're still together or they're married. So it's not naman about maturity in a sense of age, but really I think it's maturity in your mental state and knowing if you can make the right decisions for yourself. Because remember, relationships are highly emotional and volatile, especially when you're younger. But I think once you get a little bit more established with what you want for your future, your career, your job, or, you know, at least your, how you foresee your future. I think once you get a solid vision for your future, maybe that could be the beginning of thinking about getting into a serious relationship, because it's very difficult to find yourself in a relationship and you have no idea what you really want. Because then it's unfair to your partner having to, you know, make decisions for you. I mean, you know, we also have some friends, they're both in a relationship here, and then yung isa pala wants to go abroad or has always planned on living there, working there, and that's totally different paths or different visions that it's impossible to really cultivate a relationship when both of you do not have the same vision for your futures. So probably starts really there, knowing what you want for your future, right?
Yeah. For me, it's, yes, I totally agree. Knowing your, you know, you're knowing your future, and then also, I don't know if it's like before, after, or simultaneous, like, you know yourself, who you really are. You gotta know what your life will be about, or who you are, at least. Like, what do you really want? What will make you happy? Like, I have a friend na got into a relationship because her parents said that, you know, marry this guy, and just life goes awry and just bad. So it's just really Know yourself, know what you want, know what you don't want, know what works for you, and find the right person who will align with you in life, because it's not really about compatibility. Compatibility is the worst measure for a relationship to work. Like, if you're going to use compatibility to make relationships work, because nobody is really fully compatible. Just the fact that you're two different people, you're never going to be compatible. Just imagine this. You yourself, you have a bad relationship with yourself. You talk bad about yourself. You hate yourself. You're already having a struggling relationship with yourself. So what more with a person that has a different existence than you? That's going to be a recipe for disaster. So with that being said, you know yourself enough, you know what you want, you know your purpose in life, that you can commit to somebody that is totally different from you, and you're ready to commit to a longer or bigger purpose with this person in your life.
Yeah, that's pretty much the what you need to be at, the place that you need to be at within yourself to say that you're even ready for a long-term commitment for marriage. Because, you know, also people who get into relationships, especially boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, you don't have to have it all figured out yet. I'm really an advocate of courtship being what it is, at courtship, and it's dating and you're getting to know each other. The question is, how do I know if I'm ready for a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Well, firstly, do you have or are you carrying some excess baggage from your past? Like from your past relationships, maybe you're not over your ex. I mean, these are things that you personally need to deal with, your own baggage, before considering, you know, letting someone else enter into your life. And because if you're in a mindset that, well, when this person and I get together, oh, he'll understand, he has a past anyway, I have a past too. So, but then if we think of it that hopefully this person gets it, or maybe you're coming from a place where you're thinking that this person should understand me, should serve me, and that's just a wrong place to start. When you do want to get into a relationship, we highly encourage that you think about why you want to get into a relationship. I mean, because if you know that, okay, I want to get into a relationship because, you know, I have a vision for my future. I know myself. I'm not holding on to any historical baggage. And I think that I'm ready to build a future with someone. And I'm ready to serve this person. And I'm ready to, you know, work really hard. So that the both of you in that relationship will flourish. I mean, that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a Christian or whatever religion you practice, the hope is that this relationship allows you to grow. I think that if a relationship, you'll know that it's not good from the very beginning, if this person keeps dragging you down or keeps making you, you know, or belittles you, or I don't know, makes you feel bad about yourself. The opposite of growth, the opposite of encouraging you, and the opposite of allowing you to be a better person. So, yeah.
Yeah. How do you know that you're ready for a relationship? Very, very tough question.
Yes.
It is. I think we'll never be fully ready for a relationship, because honestly, entering a relationship is really fully a risk.
Yeah.
When you decide to court or love or accept someone in your love life for a relationship, you are giving this person the power to make you happy or destroy you or just whatever. Because you're giving this power, this person authority, but like just a reason to affect you, whether good or bad. And that's just really hard. And it's really going to take a risk. But I think you're ready for a relationship when you're sure of yourself, of who you are. You find the right person who will align to your dreams or life mission or purpose. Because if you're finding love because you're lonely, that is a miserable relationship. If you're looking for love or you're looking for a relationship to complete your brokenness, your just heartache inside you, I'd ask you to be single instead. No person can complete the whole butas in Tagalog that you have in your heart.
Yeah.
And asking somebody to fill that brokenness or that well of emptiness, dude, that is like you're becoming a black hole. That's a toxic relationship waiting to brew. But if you're ready, you're fully complete inside you, and you're ready to give, to selflessly give to this person, then dude, yes, it's not perfect, but you're at least ready to take a risk and have a life-giving relationship. So if your relationship is life-taking, that is not a healthy relationship. If you're going to take from this person that you want to love, then you're not ready. But if you're ready to give, even if you're not yet perfect, but if you're ready to give of yourself to someone, sacrificial love, then dude, you're there. Then go for love.
Yeah. Yes, and you know, preparation is key. So visit podcasts like these. Learn, prepare for it. Understand what you're gonna get yourself into, and really have a vision for the kind of partner that you want to become, because you have to set your standard higher, so that the both of you, you know, that relationship will bear fruit in whatever you guys aspire, you know, for it to become, if it will lead to marriage, but really learn as much as you can about relationships. Try to understand reality versus, you know, expectations, because it's not easy, but of course it is so worth it. Yeah, so really we care about you guys, and we do want you to eventually find that relationship and be the kind of person that your partner deserves to. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for just listening to these things. And, you know, we try to share with you some of our experiences as well. And not that we're perfect or anything, but really it's to encourage you to keep learning, to keep growing, because it is worth it. When you walk down that altar and, you know, become united forever.
And yeah, and lastly, I think it's really important to pray. Of course, you pray for your one true love. It's good to desire a happy relationship. You desire it. You want it. You pray for it. You ask for it. You seek help. You read articles. You make it evident. If you're working hard to make your career work, or finding the right job, find the right business, you should work like two times harder to find the right relationship, or even just like in the future, it's hard to find the right person, and making it work with the right person is so much harder, but we're going to get there eventually. If you're working hard to find the right job, business, or career, or finances, dude, work harder in your relationship, because when you're on your deathbed, your boss will not be with you. It's going to be your partner. So make sure that you have a good relationship. You find the right person to love. Because at the end of the day, or when you're about to die, you would want to die beside that person.
Yeah. I agree. So thank you for joining us on this episode of the I Do podcast. And join us on our next episode where we'll be talking about how to know if that person is the one. See you guys. Have a good day.
God bless.